Hey, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan. Listen, you must. Say it again. Buscarini? Alright. Jordan Buscarini. Alright. With Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queensbridge, you already know.
Coming to you live from Price.
Put that cookie down!
Price, Utah.
Now!
Me and my man, Trav. Love Price. Price is awesome.
Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini and Travis Anderson on KOAL AM 750. Eastern Utah's main source for local sporting news.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Want to talk some NFL football. We're closing in on Championship Sunday. We get two games this weekend. We get the Jaguars and the Patriots, which I think is going to be a very interesting game. And then on top of that, we get the Vikings and the Eagles. Joining us right now to talk some NFL football, as he has all year long, we have Brian Mejia, our NFL insider. Brian, a pleasure as always to get you on the show. Thank you.
Always great to talk to you, and let's get ready for Championship Sunday, right?
Championship Sunday. It's a big, big weekend, obviously, and I think we have some interesting matchups. First off, I want to get your opinion on the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is a little bit of a tidbit. I don't know if this is going to play a factor into Sunday's game, but Tom Brady did jam his hand yesterday in practice. I don't know how severe that is. I don't know how significant that is, but I think it's something to monitor. The fact is, this guy is 40 years old. He's going up against one of the best, if not the best, defense in the NFL. That's a storyline to pay attention to.
Most definitely. We'll see what he does against the Duval pass rush. That's what they like to call themselves, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have one of the best defenses in the NFL, if not the best, like you said. Them and the Minnesota Vikings, who are obviously playing this weekend as well, are the two best defenses in the NFL, and the Eagles aren't too far behind as well also. But when you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're a team that can create pressure with their front four and drop eight into coverage. And, you know, they don't stop the run as good as you would think a defense that talented can, but obviously they're still up there in terms of, pass rush, pass defense. They have two of the, I think that's the best pair of corners in the NFL, and actually I also think that Ramsey is the best corner in the NFL, and Boye is the top two or top three corner in the NFL. So obviously the Jacksonville Jaguars are the best defense the Pats are probably going to face this year, and they're a defense that comes after you and doesn't let up, and they're a defense that has no problem going into New England and winning that football game on Sunday. I actually do think they will go to New England and win that football game on Sunday. I don't see why they can't. I think Jacksonville has the recipe to defeat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I think it's something that, a lot of people are going to be looking at, and obviously we're going to hear, Bortles this, Bortles that. But the one thing I will say about Blake Bortles is in these two games against the Bills and, the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, obviously they beat and they dominated that game. I know the score was a 3-point score, but they dominated that whole football game. And, they won the game, and they won it pretty convincingly, in my opinion. And I think they could do the same thing to the Patriots. I don't see why this team can't go into New England and win this game. And you know what? I actually do think they will go into New England and win the game. I think they will be going to the Super Bowl. I think, it's something to go against Brady and Belichick, but at the same time, Tom Coughlin, Doug Marrone, and that whole staff look like they have the recipe to go in there and win.
Well, I've said this multiple times this week, and I'm going to go back to it. The whole idea of, Blake Bortles can't beat Tom Brady, stop with that, because that doesn't play a factor. Like, Tom Brady is not going up against Blake Bortles. He's going up against the Jacksonville defense. Blake Bortles is not going up against Tom Brady. He's going up against New England's defense. Here's the key for me, Brian, in this game, and going back to what you said about the Steelers contest. I thought the momentum was about to turn multiple times in that game, but Jacksonville always had an answer, and nothing was bigger than when Telvin Smith took a fumble back 50 yards for a touchdown. That completely changed the complexion of that game. Now, Jacksonville is number two in the NFL in scoring defense. Tom Brady's had a lot of success with scoring defense in the playoffs once before. I think he's 3-0 against top three scoring defensive teams that he's gone up against in the playoffs, but Jacksonville has to figure out a way to score defensively, or at least put their offense in a position position to score quickly off a defensive turnover. It's all about possessions in this game. So if Jacksonville can find a way to switch to swap a possession in some sort or another, I think they have a chance to win this game. But that's how they get it done. Defensively, they have to score a touchdown or at least cause a turnover deep in New England territory.
One thing I spoke to somebody about this morning was the Steelers are the most talented offense in the NFL. I don't think anybody has as much firepower as the Steelers.
Agreed.
And the difference between them and New England is New England has the composure and the calmness to execute their offense at a very high level, and that's why they're so successful on offense every year. So that's the big difference right there. But when you look at the defense for the Pats, I mean, nobody would start from the New England defense on the Jacksonville defense. There's no starters from that team that would start on the other team. Obviously, I think on offense, I'm pretty sure Fournette would probably start at running back for the Patriots, but that's about it. But it's a very evenly matched opponent in terms of defense versus offense. And I don't know. I just think Jacksonville has the recipe. I think Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone have the recipe to beat the New England Patriots this Sunday.
Again, we're being joined right now by Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. I said this yesterday. I want to get your opinion. The matchup I can't wait for. I cannot wait to see Ramsey on Gronk because it's going to happen more than a couple of times in this game, and that is the can't-miss matchup.
Most definitely, and I think he's a guy that can move all around the field, and he will move all around the field, and I feel like he's going to cause havoc like he always does. He's the best corner in the NFL. I don't think far none. I think he's the best corner by far, and I don't think it's even close to anybody being close to him in terms of how good he is on the outside. And he's just a tremendous football player. Obviously, he likes to talk a lot, but that's fine. All the great corners like to. And you know, he's very, very high on himself, and obviously, everybody should be. He's one of the best corners of all time, in my opinion. His talent is not to be, you know, diminished. He's what it is. He's, you know, obviously the best corner in the NFL, and if he continues, he's going to be a Hall of Fame player.
No, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And if you remove Aaron Donald from the equation, you got the best defensive lineman in the game as well, and Calais Campbell. I mean, that's a dangerous combination. And it's been proven. If you can bring pressure up the middle on Tom Brady, you can have success. So that's why Calais Campbell is so important in this game.
Exactly. Collapse the pocket and make sure you drive into him. Get his feet rattled. Marcel Darius had a quote earlier in the week, and I totally agree with it. It doesn't, and it matters how many sacks you get on him, but you just have to have him rattled. You get sack him two or three times, but rattle him. Get 10 or more hits, obviously, and that'll definitely do it. And I think the Jags could do it with four. And I'm pretty sure they will, and they'll be able to cover like no other team in the NFL.
We also get Minnesota and Philadelphia this weekend, Brian. I think if I'd have told you at the beginning of the year that the Vikings would get to the NFC Championship game with Case Keenum as their quarterback, you would have laughed. If you'd have told me that, I would have laughed. But it goes a step further than that. We get Nick Foles and Case Keenum from a quarterback perspective. And again, it's that stupid matchup deal. It's not necessarily Keenum going up against Foles, but these are the two quarterbacks leading the team into or leading their teams into an NFC Championship game. It's kind of an oddity. But you mentioned it. Minnesota has the best defense in the NFL, at least in my opinion. I put them slightly above Jacksonville. I think this is a mismatch, really, looking at the NFC title game. I like Minnesota, and I like Minnesota to win this game comfortably.
I do, too. And obviously, I know you know who Nick Foles and Case Keenum are. You've seen a lot of their snaps, and I have, too. And I favor Case Keenum in this matchup.
Me, too.
And I think I'm going to say this. Right now, I think Jacksonville's going to make it, and I think Minnesota's going to make it, and I think it's going to be a 2-0 score in the Super Bowl, so I'm calling it right now, but I definitely think that Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings are going to move on.
You know, we talked about Jalen Ramsey and how good he is. Defensively, we look at the Vikings secondary. They're outstanding with Harrison Smith, but don't sleep on Trey Waynes as well. This is a pretty good quarterback in the game. I mean, this kid can play on the outside, and I think we're going to see a combination of, I don't know, Rhodes on Jeffrey. Maybe they go Waynes on Jeffrey. That's a very interesting matchup as well.
Exactly. Xavier Rhodes is pretty good. Trey Waynes, obviously, and Sendejo and Harrison Smith, obviously, that secondary is up there, obviously, with the Jaguars. But, yeah, you know, Anthony Barr, Lance Kendricks, just outstanding up and down defensive line, Everson Griffin. You know, this team is just awesome on every level. Secondary, linebackers, defensive line depth, everything. Mike Zimmer has that team sprawling right now, and obviously I think they're going to make the Super Bowl and be the first team to host it.
I know you're running out of time. I do have one more question for you before I let you go. We're talking about X factors, okay? We can't sleep on this Philadelphia defense, and that's why Philadelphia has a chance in this game. It's because of what they can bring to the table defensively. On the defensive line, you have Brandon Graham. Can he take advantage of a rather weak matchup with Rashard Hill, who's the right tackle for the Vikings? And then I think you look even deeper into it with the experience of Chris Long. Chris Long has put together a very quietly impressive season for the Eagles, a guy that a lot of people thought was finished. I mean, he leaves New England after winning a Super Bowl. He signs a one-year, very friendly contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. And don't look now, but this defensive line for Philadelphia between Long and Graham, they're pretty good.
Exactly. I agree. But that's why I said at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a comfortable win for the Vikings, but it's going to be a close at the beginning. And at the end, I think Case Keenum outduels Nick Foles in terms of his matchup with that defense. I think Case Keenum has enough time and gets the job done in Philadelphia. I feel like he's going to elevate the Vikings to the Super Bowl.
All right, give me your final scores before I let you go.
Jacksonville 23, New England, I'm going to say 16.
Okay.
23-16. And I'm going to say in the NFC, I'm going to say 17-9.
17-9 Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, and the NFL's got to be happy that it is Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, because at least it gives them a week, right, to prepare for the Super Bowl. There for a minute, it looked like Minnesota was going to host every single round. The NFL's never had to deal with that.
Exactly. That would have been something to see, and I wish we would have seen it.
Me too.
And obviously, Minnesota, kudos to them. Kudos to Mike Zimmer. Kudos to that whole organization for getting the Super Bowl and for in my opinion, making it.
Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. Brian, it's always a pleasure to get you on. We'll talk next week as we preview the Super Bowl.
All right, buddy. Always good to talk to you. Have a good one.
Always good to get you on. Again, that's Brian Mejia taking out the time to talk some NFL football with us. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to put the final touches on this Thursday edition. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.